Hey everybody, it's Lisa Morton here with this week's Ghost Report. Those of us and, well, everyone else too, with some Irish blood, celebrated St. Patrick's Day this weekend. That made me realize we have never discussed that most famous of all Irish creatures, the leprechaun. Nowadays, we tend to associate leprechauns with either a sugary cereal or a series of low-budget horror movies, but once upon a time, leprechauns were an important part of mythology. So, faith in begorra, let's look into the history of this impish little sprite. First, the name itself started as something very different. Some scholars believe that leprechaun has its roots in Irish words that mean half and shoe, because the traditional leprechaun might be found mending only one shoe of a pair. Others think the Irish root words actually come from the phrase meaning small body. The earliest mention of a leprechaun comes from an 8th century manuscript and follows the King of Ulster, who falls asleep on a beach but awakens to find 3 leprechauns trying to drag him into the sea. In traditional Irish folklore, the leprechaun was small, no bigger than a young child, or in some descriptions, a doll. Always wore a red cap and lived with the fairies, making their shoes. Leprechauns often had a treasure, so spotting a leprechaun might lead you to money. But if you revealed the location of the treasure, you'd likely die. Leprechauns could be very mischievous, so if one ever beckoned you, look out, it might lead you on a long chase nowhere while it laughed. Unlike other fairies who can often be found in hordes, leprechauns tend to be solitary creatures. In later stories, the leprechaun is dressed in green and guards a pot of gold that can be found by following a rainbow to its end. I certainly wish you the luck of the Irish in finding your own gold, and I'll be back next week with more news from the other world.